This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season will be topics in an address Wednesday by U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. A Trump administration official said the White House gave approval Tuesday for Biden to receive the president's daily briefing, and he could reportedly receive his first classified national security briefing Wednesday. Biden transition teams are also contacting officials at agencies throughout the government for updates on pending policy issues, as well as to better understand staffing patterns after some departments removed individuals deemed to be at odds with the president's view of a limited government. Meantime, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations, even as several world leaders have offered good wishes ahead of his inauguration, January 20th, as the 46th U.S. president. The Syrian army said Wednesday Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus, where military defectors say there's a strong Iranian military presence in the second such attack within a week. Military defectors say the strike targeted a military base close to the Syrian Golan Heights along the border with Israel that had been hit earlier. It's unclear if there were any casualties. Ethiopia's government is repeating a warning to residents of the besieged capital of the Tigray region as a 72-hour ultimatum is about to expire before a military assault. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's 72-hour ultimatum for the region's leaders to surrender ends Wednesday. His military had warned civilians of no mercy if they don't move away in time, which some human rights groups and diplomats say could violate international law. Amnesty International warned Tuesday deliberately attacking civilians is prohibited under international humanitarian law and can amount to a war crime. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic has slowed down in the past week, although death rates continue to rise with more than 67,000 new deaths recorded. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN Health Agency says in its latest update that even though there's a downward trend in the number of infections in Europe, the region still has the biggest proportion of new cases and deaths globally. WHO notes Africa has the highest increase in new cases and deaths this week, driven by South Africa, Algeria, and Kenya. In the past week, the number of new Europe cases has dropped by about 6% after a 10% decline the previous week, suggesting lockdowns across the continent are effectively slowing transmission. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain and France Tuesday announced plans to ease coronavirus restrictions heading up to the Christmas holiday as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that shops could reopen this Saturday and that nationwide stay-at-home orders would be lifted December 15th. Macron also said people will be allowed to move between regions from December 24th through December 31st, but public gatherings are banned. Thousands of Peruvians are volunteering for the Phase 3 clinical trial of a COVID-19 vaccine developed by China. Peru welcomed the opportunity to volunteer for clinical trials, not just with Sinopharm, but also with other pharmaceutical firms. Peru has one of the world's highest COVID-19 mortality rates, which highlights the urgency for the country to conduct vaccine trials. The government hopes with the help of China, there soon will be promising results. The vaccine is also being tested in Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and Argentina. Colombia's presidential office announced Tuesday First Lady Maria Juliana Ruiz Sandoval tested positive for the coronavirus and is asymptomatic. Both she and President Iván Duque are regularly tested, given the large number of people they interact with on a frequent basis. Duque's test came back negative. Ruiz Sandoval is isolating in accordance with Ministry of Health regulations. The German government agreed Wednesday on the date for the next general election, September 26, 2021. That's when they will choose a successor to Chancellor Angela Merkel's, government spokeswoman said. President Frank-Walter Steinmeier must still give his official approval. European stocks drifted lower Wednesday as initial gains fizzled out after a record-breaking Wall Street run on positive vaccine news, as dealers worried about the impact of a spike in coronavirus infections around the world. Nearing midday, London's benchmark FTSE 100 index lapsed into the red, with investors also cautious before a key British government budget spending statement.